found out they were needing a trailer to go over. Told them, I've got one, if you need it, let me know. And then came down, saw the trailer. And I was like, that's not enough, so taking the van down as well. And at the moment, we've got somebody on site who's kind of looking to source any trucks, lorries, anything that's really available for us to take down. Is perfect. I mean, we're based only at the moment at El Burrito in Albert Road. That's a good drop-off point for absolutely everything. At the moment, what we really need is things like sleeping bags, tents, waterproof clothing, good, decent shoes. We've got so much stuff already for women and kids that's kind of on a hold, but the majority of the people down there that we've been told are men, so we're kind of just trying to get them sorted out.
What are you expecting to find when you get to Calais? I mean, what's the plan?
At the moment, what we don't want to do is just fill our vans up and just completely just go down there and go like, here you go guys, look what we've got, happy days. We've trying to get in touch with the charities that have already been down there, that's been down there for a long while, and what we've been told is that they're doing, with the limited resources they've got, they are doing a good job. But we want to help, but we don't want to just think like, okay, well, no, they're doing their part, we'll be okay, because, you know, why not? So it's you know, in life you just got to take control of the situations really sometimes and think like, okay, let's see what you're capable of. So we've got my girlfriend Lindsay, she's absolutely at the moment just trying to organize it all. We're trying to put all the trousers together the exact same sizes, all the shoes together, all the t-shirts the same sizes, all the jumpers the same sizes. So when we do come down there, we can literally turn around and say, guys, we've got this, we've got this, we've got this already sorted. What you want with it?